Welcome to Salad with a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Jen Trepik, talking wellness and weight loss for real life. We're here to clear up the myths, misinformation, bad science, and marketing to teach you how to eat and how to cheat. Are you ready? I'm having salad with a side of fries. This week, we're talking about fast food. And I know, right? Everybody's brain went to like McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, right?
Yeah, except I have to be gluten-free, so no fast food works.
Chipotle. Right.
Chipotle. I haven't had that in so long.
Right. So I think for the most part, though, like people understand that those restaurants are often not health promoting.
Right.
And certainly depends on where you go and what you order. And I pride myself on being able to find something anywhere, right? Yes. So it's certainly possible.
Yes.
But I want to give us a new definition of fast food.
Oh, good.
Eating fast, eating standing up, eating while doing other things. And I'll admit, I'm not great at that last one. But essentially, what we've done, and as much as we've potentially moved away from the traditional fast food choices, as we focus on our health, we've turned quality nutrition into fast food. Standing at the kitchen counter to eat lunch is fast food. Eating while in transit is fast food. And when we do this, we're not supporting our health and well-being, even if the choice of the food is giving us nutrition, right? There's more to nourishment than the food on the plate. And I would love to see all of us, myself included, move in the direction of slowing down when we eat.
I see what you did there. I see what you did with this nugget. We're going to start the slow food movement.
Right. So it's not easy, right? I know. And I admit, I sit at my computer for most meals. I live alone. I eat the other meals generally in front of the TV. Like, we're all in this together.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So here are some seeds that I want to plant for things that we could do.
Okay.
Commit to not eating in front of our computers.
Oh, yeah. Not on the Zoom meeting either.
Right? And dare I say, not our phones. But let's just start with the computers, right?
And then it's easier to detach from the computer than a phone.
And then I was like, you know what else will be a lot cleaner if I'm not eating in front of my computer? The keyboard. And the mouse?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Consider blocking time in your work calendar so that others see you as unavailable during your mealtime.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Make an appointment with yourself.
Make an appointment.
Yes.
Simply sit down. Like, I'm going to call it, I don't care if you just sit down on the floor of your kitchen. Right?
If that's where you have to sit, that's where you sit.
If you're standing at the counter and you're like, Jen told me to slow down. Jen told me to sit. And you just sit down, I'm cool with that. Like, progress, right?
Like, you have stools at your kitchen, yet you're still standing at the counter and eating. Sit on the stool.
Yeah. Take 3 deep breaths before you eat anything.
Mm.
We talk about it when we talk about stress, right? Turn off the stress response. Turn on rest and digest. What if you thought about all 5 senses with each meal? It slows us down. We start to think about something other than our to-do list.
Yes.
And we're focusing on the food and we're slowing down. I would say go back to our episode, Where Does the Food Go? Focus on chewing your food, right? A lot of times some of the indigestion and gastric upset and issues that we have is because we're not chewing or we're eating too fast or we're eating standing up, like all these things. Part of seeds of slowing down. What if you didn't put the next bite in your mouth until your mouth was completely empty? And we think we don't do it. Start to pay attention.
Yeah.
Watch your kids.
Yeah.
Right? And
shoveling. You mean shoveling?
Right. And like, it's often said, right? Yeah. Put your fork down between bites.
Sure.
To me, that is aggressive. Right?
It's very proper.
But what if we started with like a couple times during the meal? I'm going to put my fork down.
Yeah.
Right? And then slow food being not just the food choices that release the fuel slowly into our system, like protein, fat, and fiber, right? But slow food as in the process of eating. So your digestive system will thank you. You'll probably notice a difference in your food choices and the quantities after being consistent with slow food. And I also think it's important to remember, like, just because it's not from McDonald's, Wendy's, or Burger King doesn't mean it's not fast food. Mic drop. Beth, anything to add to the fast food new definition?
No, I think it's great. Food is food, right? So it's prepared to be ready to eat. Fast food is just about you can purchase it quickly, right?
Well,
right.
It used to be.
Like you drive through, you get it, like right. You think up something you want, and it's after a few dollars, it's in your hands, right?
Right.
Like you don't have to actually cook it yourself, but the part about food is not like how long does it take to like get it on the plate. It is
right.
How does it work in your body the best right. way? You know.
And we've turned all these things, like we've turned whole foods into what we used to think of as fast food, because
right.
we're eating it in such a way,
yeah.
that it's not supportive.
Well, and do food prep. I think the best yeah. thing for this is food prep, because a lot of us are working from home now, you know, and so if we're going to have a lunch date with ourselves at home, it is hard in the middle of the workday when you have like 8,000 meetings on your mind and things you need to accomplish.
Right. And you're like, I have 10 minutes to eat.
Right. To just
so go back like, and block that time.
Block the time.
Right.
Heat right. up the food, yep. sit down, eat it, and try not to have separation anxiety from your phone and all the things.
And it doesn't actually have to take that long.
No.
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Is actually plenty to eat something.
Yeah.
Heat something up or throw a salad together or whatever it is mm-hmm. and eat. I think we have this idea that if we block time in our calendar, we actually turn off other things for that moment. Like, I promise you, if you respond to someone 20 minutes later,
it's going
to
be okay.
They'll be thrilled.
Yeah.
They're not going to realize that you didn't answer when they called.
Oh, yeah.
20 minutes is a very reasonable, 30 minutes, very reasonable. But, and yeah. admittedly, I have to remind myself of this. All the time.
We're such New Yorkers.
I know.
For those of you who are not New York, this is so New York. But I also think like, we think like, oh my God, if I take a minute off, I'm going to lose momentum in my day. But it's the opposite. You can accomplish more and do it with better accuracy and all that if you take a minute to breathe, take a minute to eat, walk Absolutely. Around the block, whatever it is.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, Beth, thank you again for being here.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
Absolutely. We could chat for forever.
For forever, yes.
So as always, everybody, I'm your host, Jen Trepek. Connect with me on Instagram at Jen Trepek, JennTrepek. All the social medias at Jen Trepek. Instagram also has at Salad with a Side of Fries Pod. So if you're not, that one's a fun one. We post fun stuff over there.
Yeah.
definitely reach out. asaladwithasideoffries.com is the website. Share your takeaways, your ideas, your questions. This is also the easiest way to learn more about working with me. Plus, you can become a member. Go to glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries. Becoming a member shows your support for this podcast, this community, and most importantly, your health. You'll get this week's recipe for the crispy roasted carrots slash what I'm calling carrot fries, and the link to book your one-on-one call with me. Until next week. Or really, let's call it the whole season, into the new year, all the things. It's you versus the diet industry, and I'm making bets. My money is on you, because you've got this. Stand strong in your knowledge, your commitment to yourself, your plan, and just keep moving forward. Well, friends, that's it for today's episode of Salad with a Side of Fries. Congratulations for making yourself and your health a priority. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to click subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. Share us with a friend, and we'll be back next week. Always remember, you deserve it, and you are worth it. Happy healthy.